The primaries are in Milwaukee County and in the Stevens Point area. In Milwaukee, two Democrats and two Republicans are running to replace former Democratic State Representative Jeff Plaley, who's moved up to the Senate. In Stevens Point, former Democratic Rep. Julie Lassa is now in the Senate, and a large field, eight Democrats, three Republicans, and a Green Party member, are in the hunt for Lassa's old job. Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says Democrats should be able to keep both seats because he claims his party can blame Republicans for the weak economy.
The people in those districts are working family districts, and they understand what's going on. They've had the same problems. Their 401k has been tanked. They understand the economy's been sluggish. If they have any kind of work that's tied to the economy, their work product has been gone down. Small business has been affected. So they're awake and they're cognizant of the issues, and our candidates are right on the issue.
But Republicans point to the budget passed by the state assembly and argue their candidates have the better message. State GOP Executive Director Darren Schmitz says voters want a party that backs a property tax freeze.
Republicans are proving with this state budget that they're willing to make the tough decisions and cut taxes. Democrats, on the other hand, offered another $800 million in spending, and I think the voters can see through this.
Schmitz says President Bush got the most votes in the Milwaukee Assembly seat in 2000. He acknowledges Democrat Al Gore won the Stevens Point district. Regardless of what happens in next month's general elections, Republicans will keep a firm hold on the Assembly. But they're trying eventually to get a two-thirds majority so they can someday override Governor Doyle's vetoes. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.